We have a guest in studio today. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Allstate Foundation is committed to helping victims of domestic violence through financial empowerment. And they've been committed to this case since 2005. We have local Chicago agency owner Mindy Blanco in the studio with us. Hi, Mindy.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Absolutely. You've been an agency owner, an Allstate agency owner, for how many years now?
14 years.
Good for you.
Thank you. It doesn't feel like that at all.
It goes by pretty quickly, right?
It does. Yeah. It sure does.
Yeah.
All right. We'd like to know a little bit more how you're contributing to October Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Sure. So Allstate Foundation, one of the campaigns called Purple Purse, basically they help donate, and I think it's about $10 million they've raised so far.
Wow.
For local domestic shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And the main impact that we try to incorporate to show, and in fact, I have a purple purse that Allstate provides
to
us.
I love purple purses. I love purple.
It's a beautiful color. Violet. he's saying, okay, yeah.
No, it's great. It's great. Wendy stole hers from Prince.
That's exactly the kind of color. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's a symbol, basically, because, you know, domestic violence, obviously, the first thing you think about is the physical abuse,
sure.
right? The scars, what you see.
Yeah.
But what we try to kind of provide awareness and to our customers or to just anyone that can see our campaign through Facebook and purplepurse.com is that it also is a trauma for mental abuse.
Yeah.
And for financial abuse. A lot of times the abusers are the ones that are taking care of control of the monetary.
I didn't even think of that end of it.
And I'll tell you a really quick short story if I can.
Yeah. Sure.
So I have this little table at my front office mm-hmm. by the reception area, and I met someone, Mindy also, but with an I instead of a Y,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of just saw, because we have a little bit of like things to give away when customers look at that, and so she was picking it up. She asked, too, what is this purple purse about? So my team and you know, basically told them what it's about. It's awareness regarding domestic violence, and the beauty of it, she said, you know what? I want to donate. How can I donate right now? And it was honestly the first time that we saw that. So I got up and I introduced myself. And she says, you know, I'm doing this for my friend. My friend, affluent suburb. Unfortunately, her husband, now ex-husband, used to abuse them. But in all those three traumas, physical, mental abuse, financial abuse. And of course, also they had a daughter. So of course, that went into the traumas for the daughter. And she's obviously still friends with her, but she says, I'm doing this for her. She goes, it's so true
yeah.
that it is a financial problem, too, because a lot of times they don't want to leave.
Or they don't have the means to leave. That's
because
the big
they're
problem.
Scared. Yeah. Absolutely. And they have that kind of mind control, right? To say that the abuser kind of says, if you leave, where are you going to go? You're not going to have this nice house. So a lot of times it's not just the poor or a certain race or a certain religion. I mean, it can affect all of us.
It doesn't discriminate at all.
Absolutely. And I think we can all kind of think about in the past someone that we've met, whether it's just a neighbor or family or friend. But I think it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. I think we've all can say, you know what, this happened. I've heard of this or I've seen it happen. So this is why, for me, I think it's so impactful that we share this information out to the audience. And
you're doing it via Facebook and social
yes,
media,
yes.
Instagram. Are there sites that we should go to and how can we help?
Absolutely. So there's resources, there's tools. If you go to purplepurse.com through the Allstate Facebook as well, my Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Or they can simply just stop by and we can talk. Obviously, we have, like I said, I have a desk full of things that I can share. And whether they want to donate clothing as well. To the local shelters, we can provide that assistance, or whether they want to obviously donate money, whatever it is, but we greatly appreciate it.
And Allstate does so many good things with organizations like this, and throughout your 14 years, I'm sure it's happened before.
Absolutely. We have wonderful campaigns through Allstate Foundation, and the one great thing is, for myself, being an agency owner, these are the things that also make me feel so proud to work with Allstate, to be a part of the team, because a lot of times, too, I can also provide with my team a kind of a business outing, and it's volunteering for different things, whether it's the local shelter,
sure.
whatever it may be. But it's nice. It's not just about insurance. That's, I think, the boring part of of Allstate.
Yeah. We can all agree.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. But I think this is the part that, you know, we bleed the blue from the heart when we talk about this stuff.
Absolutely. Do us a favor, Mindy. Give out the information again for people who want more information on how to donate.
Sure. So a couple of ways. You can go to purplepurse.com. Or you can obviously check me out on Facebook through Allstate, Mindy Blanco with a Y. or my office is right on Diversey.
Yeah, where is your office if people want to come in?
Perfect. Thank you. Diversey, right in Chicago, 20 minutes from Wrigley. So Diversey and Costner. And or they can just call me, 773-384-6500.
You're in good hands, and you're putting other people in good hands. Yes. We appreciate all the hard work you do.
You can use that in your ads if you want, that good hands thing. Why you just thought of that now?
I'm going to record that part.
All right, good.
Allstate agency owner Mindy Blanco, purplepurse.com. Go check it out, and please help if you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.